Hey, thanks for downloading the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast powered by Ashley Home Store.
Right now, you can spring into style and get up to 20% off storewide, plus pay no interest for up to 36 months.
Or enjoy 60 months no interest for a limited time. Fresh new looks at amazing prices storewide.
Ashley Home Store, this is home on Fair Park Boulevard in Jonesboro.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
And we just so happened to have the brand new Miss Arkansas on the phone. Welcome back to the show, our friend Claudia Rappo.
Hello. Good morning.
You get to talk to your hometown. How are you this morning, Claudia?
I am still in a state of awe, let me tell you.
So are you back home? Are you home?
No, I'm not. I'm still in Little Rock. Yesterday, I got to meet with my Miss Arkansas, my Miss America prep team, and my Miss Arkansas board of directors. And so that was really good to get to talk to them about just everything that's going to happen within the next year. And I'm in Little Rock for the next few days doing a bunch of media things, so TV, radio. I get to talk to y'all, and I was so excited to see that y'all were on my schedule today.
Oh, that's awesome. You're a favorite of ours, so we were really excited.
Thank you.
I wrestled on Saturday night and didn't get home until probably, 10:30. But I told everybody, including David, who was still in the Robinson Center, I said, do not give me any spoilers because I want to watch it when I get home. So I had the DVR set. So I avoided social media because I was like, I don't want to know. I don't want it to be ruined. So me and my wife and my son, we sat up late watching it. And it came down, to the top five, and there you were.
Right.
Let's go back before we even get there, though. Was it the top 10? Because you were one of the final ones called in the top 10, and I was starting to get angry.
I was. The previous year, so last year, I think I was either number 8 or number 9 in the top 10 again. So they wanted to give me a heart attack, I think.
It was giving me a heart attack, too, though, because I was like, she's got to make the top 10. Are y'all crazy?
Yeah.
And then they did it, and there you were. So let's talk about that moment where you're down there and, it's top five and then you're in the top two. What's going through your head in those moments?
So many things. And I think I said in an interview earlier, and if I said it to y'all, please just shut me off. But I said there's so many emotions that go on and so many things that are going through your head that there's not one word to describe it. And if I ever get the chance to put a word in the dictionary, I'm going to make one up for that moment. Just because you're happy and you're nervous and you're scared and you're thankful. And, you look out into the audience and you have such a big support system there. And I'm always extremely grateful for my family and all my friends who came. And so it's just so many overwhelming emotions.
David was telling me, he did say that it seemed like in the Robinson Center, among that crowd, you seemed to be the favorite.
Absolutely.
Oh, well, that's very sweet.
But can you hear that on the stage? Can you feel that reaction?
For sure. And it's actually funny. So when we were standing on stage for the top 10, we did the opening number and each contestant got to introduce themselves on the microphone. And then we stood on stage and we went straight into the top 10. Well, it was so loud in the Robinson that some girls didn't even hear their name called for the top 10, and we were all just kind of looking around because there was that much support. And, there's three tiers in the Robinson, and I did not see a single seat that was open.
Yeah,
just craziness.
So when you started the pageant journey, I know obviously you're thinking, hey, it'd be cool to get scholarships. Did you ever think there was going to be the moment where now you're representing the entire state of Arkansas? You are Miss Arkansas.
Oh, heavens no. You dream about it, but for it to be a reality, I still don't know that I completely understand what's happening in my life. And it's life-changing. It's absolutely life-changing. And I got to watch the video back, and more than anything, what you hear is before they announce who Miss Arkansas is, they say the winner of a $30,000 scholarship. And, that's the whole reason I got started in this organization. I knew I wanted to go to college. I knew I wanted to go to pharmacy school. And that's a huge, huge financial investment. And I'm just so thankful that there's an opportunity out there. So eventually, after my year of Miss Arkansas is over, I can go to pharmacy school and not worry about the financial side and just focus on school.
That's wild. One of my questions that I'd kind of typed in was, we talked to you just a couple of weeks ago over at Club Tan, and the talk was, hey, I'm going to take the summer off, spend time with my family, and then go to pharmacy school. Obviously, that was the plan 2 weeks ago.
Right.
And it completely goes out the window, I guess, when you win Miss Arkansas.
Completely. Yes. So I am the state of Arkansas for a whole year. I will, you know, spend a lot of time preparing for Miss America so I can represent Arkansas the best of my ability. And so I'm going to spend time up until September. I'll be in Atlantic City competing for Miss America then. And then after that's over, I will be making appearances on a daily basis in schools and churches and civic organizations just all around the state. And I'm really excited.
Miss Arkansas Claudia Raffo joins us on the phone this morning. We had a really cool chat with Maggie Benton early on Friday morning. David and I were there, and she got there at 6 o'clock, and we were talking about her year as Miss Arkansas. And she was like, I never realized there were so many things you could do. I never realized there were so many cities in the state. And she was talking about how she really enjoyed all that travel and getting to meet so many people. Is that intimidating to hear stories like that about, oh my gosh, this is going to be like 24 hours a day, 7 days a week?
No, it's not intimidating. It's actually really helpful. And we, you know, each contestant, we got here, oh goodness gravy, it seems like forever ago, but I guess it was on a Saturday, and that night we got to meet with Maggie, and it was really real and really genuine for her to get to sit down with us and just talk about the year. And whoever, you know, is going to be the next Miss Arkansas, she said, it's a full-time job, and that's something you don't really realize. You see it on social media, but you don't realize all that goes into it. And so it's good to know. It's not intimidating in the fact that you know what you're getting yourself into, and so you're fully prepared. But Maggie did such a great job, and I mean, I have huge shoes to fill because she was just a wonderful Miss Arkansas.
I thought so too. I was actually emotional for her as well. Just her having to give up that crown that moment, because I was like, I was so proud of that girl who I met back in like 2011 through a prom fashion show, to know that she went out there and she had great poise as Miss Arkansas. And I was really proud of the work that she did.
Oh yes, of course. And I'm just ecstatic. I mean, we're both from Jonesboro, and a fun fact is Maggie actually crowned me my first title, Miss Lights of the Delta. And really? So it was kind of cool to see it come full circle at Miss Arkansas this year.
So we talked about the scholarships and $30,000 in scholarships, but I know that there's a lot more than that. Do you have any idea so far at what all you won outside of the scholarships?
It's crazy. We were talking about it today. So I'm going to Bell Chevrolet later this afternoon to just thank them for their contribution. They donate a car for Miss Arkansas to travel in. So
nice.
I do not have to put miles on my own car. They are giving me a car. And if you ever see me driving around with the Miss Arkansas seals on the side, then you know it's me back in Jonesboro. But, you know, even that, there's so many sponsors. I mean, I know I walked in after I was crowned, and Bill Tarkington and Mike Spivey had given me luggage to take to Miss America. All of the hair and makeup sponsors have left bags and products for me to use throughout the year. I get an apartment in Conway, so that's kind of centrally located, so I'll be able to travel throughout the state. And it just keeps coming. I feel like it hasn't stopped yet. And at some point, I just keep thinking, why are these people so generous, and how did I get so lucky to be able to be a part of this? And, you know, I'm just really curious to see how the rest of the year will go, and really excited.
The brand new Miss Arkansas, Claudia Raffo, is on the phone with us this morning. Last year, I saw your dad and you on the stage, and we've talked about this a couple times, but I say it every time we talk. You guys walked across the stage, and I cried because it was such a sweet moment.
It is sweet.
And then I saw him again this year, and I was telling Kai as we were watching, I'm like, Kai, every time I see Coach Raffo, he says, without fail, how's Kai? Every single time. So, of course, I get emotional seeing you guys standing there again. But he looked like he had poise. Like, he wasn't emotional. It didn't look like on stage. Do you have any idea what your family was like throughout the pageant and then after you won, what their emotion was like?
They're so supportive. I mean, I got a text from my dad every single day. You have a private interview with the judges before you ever step foot on the stage. And I, you know, called my family and I said, I think I did okay. I don't really know. It was like 10 o'clock at night by the time I got to interview. I was one of the last people. And he would text me religiously every single day. Those were just your warm-up pitches tonight. You're going to be great. And it's just neat to have that, you know, coach as a dad who is so supportive and has seen so many competitions throughout the year that he's able to put it all in perspective. And I just got to see the video of my family's reaction. And so as soon as they called my name, I mean, they all hopped out of their seat. They're just jumping up and down. And it just means so much to have a great support system.
And he's your workout buddy.
He is my workout buddy.
So we see the deal on TV, and like David in the Robinson Center, we see you crowned. The lights go off. What happens immediately after that? Like, you walk off the stage, are you automatically just like whisked into this crazy whirlwind of stuff?
Yes, exactly. So let's see. I'm trying to remember exactly how it all happened. As soon as I was crowned, you know, I turned around because there were 43 amazing young women who I get the chance to represent. I was the one that, you know, got crowned and gets to represent them for the rest of the year. And all I wanted to do was hug each and every one of them and let them know that I know the responsibility that's on my shoulders and I'm ready. I'm ready for the year. And so I got to talk to a few of them, and then I was whisked away for an interview on stage and then more pictures. And then my board took me to the reception that followed, where there were more pictures and I got to greet everybody at the reception. And then after that, I got to meet with the judges, and then I was put straight to bed for the next morning. Yes.
And you still basically have, you call it a chaperone or a caretaker that's with you, even at this moment, right?
Even at this moment. So Miss Robin has been really great. We've been staying in our hotel together. We actually share a bed right now. It's not a double bedroom. But, you know, we got up at around 4:30 this morning. Yesterday was an early morning queue, and she's basically here to answer all of my questions. Miss Arkansas, really, you can do whatever you want with the title, and I thought that was something. You know, you think you're going to get told what to do every single day, and then you walk in. I walked into my board of directors meeting yesterday, and they said, what do you want out of your year? And so it's really whatever you want to accomplish and what you want the state to know and how you want to, you know, really better the organization. And so she's been here answering all of the 100 million questions that I've had about the year and telling me how to properly do things and all that good stuff. And so I'm really thankful to have her.
The brand new Miss Arkansas, Claudia Raffo, on the phone. We just want to let you know that on behalf of, we think we're like a friend group for you, that we're really proud of what you were able to accomplish. Proud of the person that you are, even more so than you being Miss Arkansas. And I think that's the reason that when you turned around to look at the other competitors in a situation where it's a very competitive night, it seemed like everyone was genuinely happy that you were the one chosen. And I think that speaks to your character.
Well, thank you. That means a lot. Thank you.
So I know you're busy today. Thanks for taking time to speak to your hometown.
Of course.
And when you get back home, you got to come see us, okay?
Okay, I promise I will.
All right. Claudia Raffo on the phone. Thank you.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Also over the weekend, Kelly got to go to Atlanta.
I did.
The Battle of Atlanta, where she ran into a big-time movie star.
So I'm over the registration. People come in and they register for the karate tournament, right? And they're spectator fees and all this kind of stuff. So there's this huge long line, and I've got my head basically inside my computer helping someone check in. Well, I'm talking to the lady back and forth, and there's a man standing with her. He has a hat on, and I don't really look at him. And so I say something to her, and she's in the 50 and up category of competitors. Okay. And she's like, you know, I'm coming off a knee injury. I just don't know if I should compete. And I'm telling her, I'm like, you should. And I was telling her how many were in her division, and kind of giving her a pep talk, like, you should do it.
When you say 50 and up, you mean the age 50?
Correct.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. And so, and then he says, yeah, see, this young lady says you should do it. And I look up and I realize it's someone that I know very well from movies and somebody I'm a big fan of. It's Greg Kinnear. Now, if you don't know Greg Kinnear, he was like the very first one that did E-Talk Soup.
I loved it.
Right. And he's been in the movie As Good As It Gets with Helen Hunt and Jack Nicholson.
That's a great movie. I've actually seen that movie.
I love that movie.
So, yeah.
So, he's been in a lot of comedy movies. He's really funny. He's really cute, that kind of thing. Anyway, so I look up and he's got his hat on, and I realize it's him. And he looks at me like, okay, she just realized who I was. How is she going to handle this? Oh, and y'all know me.
Greg Kinnear's here! Greg Kinnear! Here.
Look, everybody!
It's Greg Kinnear!
Oh my God, you're my favorite!
Give me a picture with you, Greg Kinnear!
But, okay, that's the real Kelly. But y'all would have been very proud of me because I did not do that. I was like, okay, be calm. And so I just looked up at him from my computer and I was like, I'm going to say this really quietly so no one hears me, but I love you and I love all of your work. And I just smiled at him and he starts giggling and says, thank you.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah. So he was really, really nice. But I'm
sitting
there.
And then you got the picture.
No, I wasn't going to be that person that did that. I wasn't going to do it.
You didn't get the picture?
I wasn't going to do it. Are y'all proud of me? I know you're upset with me because you expected me to get a picture, but...
I think I would have tried, but I think I would have, I don't know if I couldn't have done it there.
But here's the thing. There was a very long line. People are waiting in line. There's like 8 different lines. People are in line. It's like 10, 12, 15 people back.
A quick selfie.
Yeah, but I didn't want to do that in front of people because he's there to see his daughter is a 14-year-old black belt. He was there to see his daughter compete. And so I'm not going to sit there in front of all of these people and bring all of this attention to him when he's just there to be, you know,
he's not
a
there
spectator.
To be Greg Kinnear.
Right. So that's why I didn't do that.
I get it. I stood next to Montel Williams in Memphis at the airport texting you guys. Not that Montel.
Oh, wrong one.
But I wanted to go get the selfie, and there wasn't even a big crowd around.
It would have been different if we would have been somewhere else and it was a little bit more private. There was way too many people to do it right there. But I was so excited because I was like, I told myself, because I looked up and when I realized it was him, I was like, I'm not going to say anything. I'm not going to say anything. I was like, I've got to say something. Like, Brandon and David would be so mad at me if I don't say anything.
Oh, you had to say something.
Yeah, so I just flat out told him I loved him.
That's not awkward at all, is it?
I love you.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's got your gossip.
And we got your gossip on Roseanne Barr, who was cut from her own show, Roseanne, on ABC after she posted a derogatory tweet. Well, after that all happened, it kind of was up in the air on her show, Roseanne, and all the people that were a part of the cast and crew that were now jobless, when you really think about it. And so, what was going to happen with that show? Well, we now know it looks like there will be a spinoff of the show with Roseanne being gone. And it kind of makes you wonder what exactly is going to be happening, you know, because it will be called Darlene and how the focus of the show is going to change and all that kind of stuff. And, well, it looks like John Goodman, Laurie Metcalf, and Sarah Gilbert will be back no matter what for next season, but we kind of aren't really sure
what's going
to be happening.
And is she dying off? Are they going to act like they got divorced? Like, how are
they
going to do that?
What's the storyline reason?
There's a lot of questions on that, but it looks like the spinoff is going to be happening without Roseanne involved in any piece of it whatsoever.
Imagine Seinfeld with no Jerry.
Yeah.
Imagine the Brady Bunch with no Marcia.
Right.
Imagine the Andy Griffith Show with no Andy.
It just doesn't work.
It's weird like that to me.
Yeah.
Hey, got your gossip on John Cena. We know after watching Total Bellas last night that he and Nikki Bella are back together. And he will become a father. He's cool with that. But before he can become a father, he's going to have a little... fixed.
Oh, okay, a reversal.
Evidently, at some point, they went
is
in.
Is that what it sounds like? Wow.
Is it like a...
Sounds painful.
I don't even know what that is. Sounds like a laser.
Do you know how they do it?
No. Explain it for me, Brandon.
Oh, I can't explain it.
Oh.
I don't know personally. I'm just saying.
Dr. B, let me know what's up.
You're making this weird.
Gotcha gossip on Gal Gadot. So recently she posted a picture of herself as the superhero she plays, Wonder Woman, and she captioned it, "She's back." Hashtag WW1984. So it looks like the next Wonder Woman that comes out is going to be taking place in the 80s, and it's going to be, the release date is set for November 1st, 2019.
Sweet.
Yeah.
So the picture.
Yes.
It's like, wow, that's Wonder Woman. And it looks a little bit different.
It's a little bit more colorful. Like the red is a little brighter, the blue is a little brighter, the gold is a little bit brighter. So if you want to check it out on the BBITN blog on KFIN.com.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
There's a story that David won't tell us on the air. And he wouldn't tell us before our interview earlier this morning.
No, the timing is pretty good now, I guess. It's better.
Why do you feel the timing is okay?
Because Claudia is not on the phone with us and probably is not listening as of right now.
Well, she's in Little Rock.
I'm hoping.
What are you worried about Claudia hearing this story for? Miss Arkansas, Claudia Raffo.
Well, what happened to me at Miss Arkansas is the story.
What happened?
Okay, I need...
I'm confused as to why you're worried about Claudia hearing this when there's hundreds of thousands of people who could potentially hear this.
Because Claudia's Miss Arkansas, man. I don't want her to think about me in this situation while I'm trying to watch her at Miss Arkansas, okay?
Okay, well, I don't know what you're talking about.
He's being strange.
What I need to do right now is send out a public PSA. That's my PSA horn.
Okay.
All right.
That horn, it's hard to take you serious when you're swinging that horn around.
But it's my PSA horn. Okay. Anyway, what I need to say is don't eat Mexican
before you go to a pageant?
David.
First of all, why don't we say, anyway, go ahead. Just tell me what happened, because I'm just sitting here. Why didn't you say food or something?
That's what I meant, Mexican food.
The way he said it, it sounds strange.
A little bit.
It's Brandon Baxter in the Morning, starring David the Barrel Boy. Don't eat Mexican before a pageant.
Okay, why, David? Oh,
this is only getting worse.
Why is your face so red?
Well, I was trying to be like, hey, let's go. Like, I was talking to Rachel. Hey, let's go eat the Mexican food before we go out to the pageant. You know, it was like a family type of thing. And she's like, okay, let's do that. And dude, as we were walking into
what'd
the
you
Robinson
have to eat?
Center.
What'd you have to eat?
Like a chicken shrimp
chimichanga?
Chicken shrimp thing. Anyway, but as we're walking in, I started to feel it.
Scotty McCreary.
Yes. And that's what I was saying to myself, like, whoa, what have I done?
I'm feeling it.
And then I started feeling the rumbling inside, right?
That's a bad
thing. Okay. It's not even...
Now I understand why you don't want Miss Arkansas to hear this.
It's not even 7 o'clock yet. The show starts at 7:30, so we're getting inside, we're getting our seats, and I'm like... Yeah, I start feeling it, you know, and I'm thinking, Dave, what have you done? We have another 3 hours before this bad boy's over with. I don't think we're gonna make it.
And so, you leave?
No. So around 7:45, I'm looking at Rachel like, Rachel,
we have a problem.
Sit in middle aisle. Rachel, can I get up during the middle of this thing? And she's like, I guess you can. They're letting other people out. And I'm thinking, okay, good. So I won't be blocked if I have to leave and come back. And so
you've sat there for 45 minutes?
Dude, and I was thinking to myself, I can make 3 hours. Then by 8 o'clock, I said, no, I can't. I don't think I can make another 5 minutes. And then they go to a TV timeout, and I'm like, Rachel, I got to go. So I'm going out there. With all of the guys who have to pee really, really bad. And I'm not going to the bathroom that's down our aisle. I'm going to the opposite bathroom. But before I even get to that, I have to rush out. And I'm stepping on people's feet on the way out. Like, excuse me. I stepped on like 4 ladies' feet, probably breaking their toes. I run off to the bathroom. Full bathroom.
No.
And I don't have a choice.
And there's something about, like, whenever it's full, like, and you're thinking you're about to, where you just almost start losing control.
I know. And that's what happened to me.
I can tell you when I have to pee sometimes. If I have to wait, I all of a sudden have to pee worse.
That means you're waiting too long. You're holding it too long.
I'm just telling you. There's something about it where I think I'm about to go and I can't go.
But I tried to pick the best stall I could. Boom, I found this one.
Profile the stall. Tell me how you picked it.
What was so good about it?
I don't know. I just picked like the third one down.
It had the
handles on it. No, I was trying to make sure a door wasn't
so he could brace himself.
That's awful. That's handicap accessible, Kelly. It's not handles for that. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
I don't know what you're up to. But I get in this bathroom, it's absolutely full. All of these older gentlemen in suits are in there.
That's embarrassing.
And I don't have a choice but to just...
Was it quiet?
No, it was not quiet.
That's good, though. I mean, was the bathroom quiet?
Oh, I thought you meant the other thing.
You're disgusting.
Nothing in there was quiet, and it was awful. The worst experience of my life. But they had the speakers going through the bathroom.
Disgusting.
I'm sending this
to Claudia.
The speakers were going through the bathroom so I could hear everything, and I knew swimsuit started.
I had to
hurry up. It was awful, and I ran inside. Oh, man.